Hi, can you please state your name and today's date?
Hi, I'm Maria Simpson. Today is September 20, 2020, and it is 11:50 a.m.
Perfect. Before we get started, Maria, do you give consent to be interviewed for the COVID-19 Archive Project?
Yes, I do give consent to be interviewed for the COVID-19 Archive Project.
Perfect. So let's get started here. When was the first time you were aware that COVID existed in general and then just within the US, your community?
I think that the first time I realized that COVID was an actual thing was coming into my apes class one morning, and someone had mentioned it, like, I don't know, and how it was affecting them because their family was from China. So I think that was the first time I realized, like, oh, this is like a big thing. And then within my community, I remember that the first case in Virginia was in the area that I lived. However, it was pretty far away on like a military base, and I remember my whole school freaked out. And then like the previous week, a lot of students attended a mass or a gathering where the priest ended up having COVID. So a lot of the schools within my area had children that had went to that. So that was when I realized that it was really in my area.
Oh, wow. So in terms of the time frame, after you found out about that initial case and with the priest, how soon was it until things like your school shut down, it became like a big concern? Like, when did that all happen?
It all happened within a week, 2 weeks of being there. I think that the first week was we had that one case, and then it went to two. And then the next week it was all the private schools in the DMV area, because I'm from DC, Virginia, had shut down because kids were at the gathering and they were being in quarantine because they were suspected to have COVID. And I know some people from my school had went. But it took my school about a week, 4 days after that, to fully shut down.
Do you remember when you found out when your school was shutting down? Where were you?
I remember being in our senior lounge, and we were all listening to Don't Worry, Be Happy. And we were whistling as we were walking out, like, the entire grade. Like, it was this really weird moment. We were whistling as we were walking to the assembly that they had called, and we all knew that school was going to be canceled. Of course, at the time, we thought it was going to be like a 1 week extension of our spring break, but it was like a very strange and like kind of unifying moment that we had.
Yeah, I totally get that. So then after that, when did you start to realize that this was going to be a long-term situation instead of just a 1 or 2 extra week spring break?
I think that around probably 2 weeks of being in there, like being in isolation and all that stuff, I'd realized it was going to happen for a while, because Virginia was one of the first states to have a mandatory shutdown of all, like, not opening back up shutdown of all their schools. And I remember all my friends were freaking out because no other state had done that. So we knew school was going to be canceled for the rest of the year before everyone else did, kind of. I think there might have been one other state that canceled it before, and they were like, this is so premature. And I remember thinking, this is gonna last the whole school year. It was smart of him to do that.
Right. I totally agree. How was your isolation experience, your quarantine experience?
At the beginning, it was okay in the sense that I had one friend who was under, like, strict quarantine too, and since we had been friends since we were about 5 years old, we had known each other pretty well, and we would kind of go off by ourselves because we felt safe with that. But after her sister came back from Australia, because she was doing a study abroad, I couldn't see her as much, and being stuck with my family, although I love them, drove me insane, and I had to, like, do car rides by myself. I do, like, distance things with my friends in parking lots. Yeah.
How was that, the friends in the parking lot seeing each other? Did you feel like that was a suitable social interaction, or did you still feel, like, very isolated, lonely?
It was okay in the sense that a lot of my friends were allowed to do that. Some of them weren't even allowed to meet up socially distanced, and that was kind of tough because, like, I missed my friends, but it kind of felt normal almost for a second when you were in those situations, until, like, you started thinking about it, or something would happen where you'd be like, oh, I would have run up and, like, picked up your thing for you or something like that, if something fell.
Absolutely. And especially because quarantine kind of began around the end of college admissions decisions being released, how did that affect your decision day process, and how did you end up choosing Northeastern?
Not gonna lie, I chose Northeastern because I had planned to revisit all my schools or even initially visit all my schools after I got acceptances because I didn't want to spend all the time and miss so much school for schools I wasn't even sure I was going to get into. Mm-hmm. So I had visited Northeastern before, and the other school I was choosing between, I had visited that school as well. But I just kind of took it off of the vibe I got from the 15-minute tour I had here. Like, that's why I chose this school. No clue if it was the right decision, but I'll stand by it.
I know we were speaking previously before this interview about you wanting the decision day to get pushed kind of back. Do you think that you felt rushed in any sense to make a decision, especially with everything going on? Like, was that a hard choice for you to make?
I think that at the time, I would have appreciated it being pushed back. I'm a very big procrastinator, so I made my decision the day that the decision was due. But I would have appreciated it being pushed back because I had wanted to know more of what schools were doing for their plan with COVID, and I didn't want to spend so much money on an education if it wasn't going to happen in person. However, that information wouldn't have been released within a month, so I don't think it would have affected my decision. But at the time, I thought that it would have.
Right. Well, that's good to hear. So then decision day happened. How was it with your school? Did you do anything fun for decision day? Anything interesting?
I went to my cabin, and on the car ride there, I was like, I need to submit a deposit somewhere. I hope the connection doesn't go out. And that was my decision day. I got all my friends to vote on which school I should go to. It was a very, very last minute thing.
Wow, that's fun. So then you knew what you were going to do for college. And then how was your final month of school? How was graduation? How did that go for you?
My school actually canceled their in-person graduation, their socially distanced in-person graduation, although all the schools in the area kept it. But we did do a drive-by parade, which really was an experience. I actually just got the photos from that today. So
wow.
That's fun. I don't know. It was a little strange. I think that in a sense, I wasn't too upset about graduation being canceled because I felt like that was more for the parents. I was kind of sad for my parents not mm-hmm. seeing that, but I just wanted closure. They pushed it back to like December, but at this point, I kind of just don't want it to happen. I want to move on from high school.
Yeah, I can totally see how that would be. Okay, so wrapping up here, do you have any final thoughts or concerns about how COVID has affected you and will continue to affect you?
I'm concerned that I'll be more apprehensive. I mean, I guess that's not a bad thing, but mm-hmm. I sometimes will get more like anxiety in big gatherings just because, I don't know, big gatherings overwhelm me to begin with. But then the thought of like, I've never been scared about catching like COVID myself. Mm-hmm. It's always been more about like, if I'm at home and I give it to my parents, I would literally like, I don't know what I would do because mm-hmm. that's like the worst thing ever, like for me to imagine. So like my concern is just keeping them safe. So in returns when I'm near them, I have to be like extra cautious.
Of course. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Of course. Thank you for interviewing me.